Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Steve Zottke, welcome back to the Final Inspection Show at Road America, where we have a full weekend of activities, and I know a lot of the fans and listeners have been eager to get back to watching races as, of course, local speedways like Slinger and Wilmont, and of course, the legendary Great Lakes Dragway has opened up over the last few weeks. And Road America also, they've had the June sprints here and some moto racing. Motorcycle racing was in here a couple weeks ago, but the big weekend is this weekend. The NTT IndyCar Series is back. And along with that, a really cool component of that weekend, or this weekend, I should say, is the Vintage IndyCars. And joining me on the show is Mike Lashman from the Vintage IndyCar Vintage Indy Registry. And, Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me. And you can just say Vintage Indy. How's that?
That works out. Keep it simple. And nice, very nice turnout of cars. That's going to be out here all weekend. And how many cars do we have this weekend?
There's 23 here, I believe. 23 Vintage Indy cars ranging from the 1930s up to a 2005 Thanos.
And what's nice about that is, you know, especially for the fans that have been coming out here for many years, there's actually some cars that raced out here, whether it's the, we're looking at an 86 March C, the Emerson Fittipaldi, and that's real, that brings back a lot of memories for me because some of the fans may remember that the rainout, we had a double rainout that weekend, and they came back a few weeks later. It was wet again, and I mentioned this before in the show. One of the richest IndyCar kart memories I have is on that first lap, them cresting over the hill, coming into turn five at Emerson Fittipaldi in that March with the biggest rooster tail I had ever seen. And him and Mario Andretti just put on a clinic of driving in the rain that weekend. Miserable conditions. I mean, you can't get wetter than wet, but it was wonderful. So yeah. Just a lot of neat cars out here. AJ Foyt Copenhagen Lola, we have a cool Genesee PC7 Chevy that ran out here when car returned here. That these are the cars that have raced here. We have some Indy Roadsters, which didn't, but a lot of fans of the Milwaukee Mile course in Indy will see those cars out here too. So there's just something for everybody here, isn't there, Mike?
Yeah, this is just a great collection of cars for all the Wisconsin fans up here, and including the STP Turbin car, the pole-winning 68 Lotus 56 that was driven by Joe Leonard, and 72 Olsonite Eagle of Bobby Unser's. We actually have four Dan Gurney All-American Racers Eagles here, and just really a splendid collection of cars. We're thrilled to be here. The weather's beautiful. Huge turnout of fans in our paddock, and just want to thank all the great folks, George Brugenthies and Mike at Road America, for inviting us, and Jay Fry from IndyCar, and of course, Mr. Roger Penske.
You bet. And this is quite a neat organization that you have, too, as you and Ron Nelson started it a few years ago, and Ron has stepped aside for some health issues, and you're kind of leading the charge, but kind of explain briefly how the organization came about, and it's more just than IndyCars showing up at a race weekend, correct?
Right. We do a lot of different social activities. We host barbecues and, just a little bit of everything, and really try to engage with the fans. But the way it started, my background being an IndyCar mechanic from back in the 70s and remaining a fan and, you know, someone interested in IndyCar racing, I got invited out to Dan Gurney's shop, which I hadn't been to in California for years, about 4 years ago in 2016, and Philippe de Lispinet was bringing the 72 Olsonite Eagle back to Indianapolis for the 100th running in the historic vintage meet there and asked if I'd come along and help cruise. So it really opened my eyes up to the vintage thing. And at the time, Gary Monshine was doing Classic Racing Times events, and went to a couple of his events and became friends with him. And I said to Gary, gee, somebody needs to start a registry for all these vintage Indy cars that are out there, because by then I had calculated there were a lot, and there are a lot. And Gary said, I'm too busy, why don't you do it? So I got the registry going, and Ron Nelson from Cedarburg, Wisconsin, said, would you like a partner? And I said, sure, come on and help me. And we thought we'd just start an online, you know, a registry and a website. Well, one thing led to another, and it morphed into a track event down at Gateway with IndyCar 3 years ago. And, you know, we're off and running. We've been to the Milwaukee Mile and Gateway, and now here at Road America. And there's a lot of great things on the horizon. And that's kind of the whole backstory on Vintage Indy.
And what's neat is the website, too, if has a not light, lot of neat documentation on some of the cars, too, if they want to look up or they had a question. I wonder if this car is still around, and you have a neat kind of like a photo base and what's history of the cars, too.
Yeah, we've got over 162 members in the registry, and anybody can join the registry on our website. It's vintageindyregistry.com. Right now we've got 80 cars on there. They're by years, from the 1930s up through the year 2000, but actually there's about 200 cars now in the registry. But I redid the website a couple of months ago, and I've only got 80 cars up there so far, but that's a lot of cars, and it's just chock full of pictures. And there's a place on our homepage where you can reach out to us with a question, and I get a lot of questions about the cars. I try to answer all those emails and try to really engage with the fans, because we know the fans love these older cars.
Steve Zottke on the Final Inspection Show at Road America this weekend for the Indy cars, talking to Mike Lashman from Vintage Indy. And certainly, you know, with these cars, with some of these older cars, they would they'd be built, let's say a Roadster maybe built in 1959, but that car may have raced for years on the circuit.
That's correct. You know, a lot of the Watson Roadsters had pretty long lives, you know, roughly from, say, the late 50s up through 65, 66, and then a lot of them got sold off and modified heavily and turned into pavement super modifieds. And, you know, these cars have been found in all sorts of different conditions and restored back meticulously to the way they were originally. And many of these cars are just simply works of art and very valuable cars. They range in, you know, value from $250,000 to way north of $1 million. So we got a couple cars here this weekend that are north of $1.5 million. So, you know, these cars are really historic. They're iconic cars, and they're just beautifully maintained.
Yeah, there's a one example of a car that ran for many years. We have an Eagle that was built by Dan Gurney's facilities on Santa Ana, California. It was built in, what, 72? And that car ran for, like, 7 years and went through multiple modifications, as some of the lesser teams didn't necessarily have the money to buy a new car, but they would certainly modify their cars and do what they can to make it more competitive.
Yes, that would be the car owned by Mick Anderson from Menominee, Wisconsin, and that's the Sport Eagle number 92, and that was actually Lloyd Ruby's car in 1973, Commander Motorhome's car, Turbo Offie car. Mike Devon was the crew chief, and at the California 500 that year, someone blew a motor in front of him, and the crankshaft broke, and Lloyd actually couldn't avoid running over part of the crankshaft, and it damaged the tub severely, and the car was basically destroyed, and Commander Motorhomes went on to acquire another new Eagle to replace it. But the tub sat around for 2-3 years damaged. Mike Devon, the chief mechanic, kept it. And Bill Finley, another really famous IndyCar mechanic who was a low-budget team chief mechanic, ended up with that tub and completely reconfigured that Eagle. And it came back to make, I think, Steve, 2 500s with John Mailer after that. And that car's here today. And it's just a, you know, an example of the ingenuity and the perseverance that, you know, IndyCar mechanics had back in that period of time.
And what's nice about these Vintage Indy events is it's a low-key gathering, and the owners are more than happy to answer any questions fans may have.
Yeah, the owners and the drivers, a lot of the owners are the drivers, some aren't, but even the mechanics here, they just love the engagement with the fans. They love answering questions, and they love to, you know, see people looking at their cars and admiring the cars. And speaking of mechanics, I mean, there's a lot of really famous IndyCar mechanics along with these cars this weekend. These are former mechanics like Rick Duman. His father was Ronnie Duman. A lot of people that have gone to the Milwaukee Mile years ago will remember his dad, and his father lost his life at the Milwaukee Mile in June of 68. And then we've got Don Hovel, who worked for Paul Newman and Carl Haas at Newman Haas for 22 years. And just there's just people like that throughout the paddock with a lot of knowledge, and they love engaging with the fans and answering their questions and whatnot.
Yeah, certainly a lot of history. And for those coming up maybe later today or tomorrow, we have races both days, today and tomorrow, at Road America. We're located just inside of Turn 14, pretty much a pit exit, or a pit entrance, I should say, as they're going up the hill. It's a covered area, too. And what's nice, you can look at the cars and be in the shade and stay cool.
Yeah, we're in the Lester Carport. That's our garage area inside the North Paddock. And you don't need a pit pass to come down in our vintage Indy paddock. IndyCar's paddock this weekend is a closed paddock. Ours is open, and you don't need any special set of credentials to come down in here and look at the cars and the displays. The Mini Challenge has a display here this weekend with us, and as does 715 Motor Works out of Wisconsin. And they brought a couple of examples of the two-seater Troy Indy Special Street Roadster that they're building now, and there's just a lot to see, and we welcome fans to come down and, you know, just take it all in.
And so, and those on the way up, stopping in, you know, if you have like a set of campground set up like in Turn 3 or something, you can drive your car down here. There's ample parking, and it's a short walk if you can't get that close. But come on down, take a look, and just an enjoyable weekend. It's a nice little extra taste this weekend with when you're watching the Indy cars on track.
That's correct. And one of our major sponsors, I have to mention our sponsor, Steve, is Hagerty Insurance.
Yes.
And hopefully all of you know Hagerty or have your, you know, specialty car, collector car insured with Hagerty, and come down to our paddock, and we have a Hagerty table set up. You can pick up a free Hagerty swag bag. Anybody can get one. We've got sunglasses, earplugs, you name it, and come by and grab some swag and say hi. And I also want to shout out to Omo Legato Watches out of the UK. They're a new sponsor of ours, and we'll be giving out the Omo Legato Award this weekend, and of course Bell Helmets, and we'll give out the Bell Helmet Award to one of the lucky drivers here tomorrow.
Excellent. Looking forward to it, and come on out and see the not only the NTT IndyCar Series at Road America, but also the Vintage Indy set up here inside Turn 14 at Road America. And we'll be back after this. You're listening to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway and David Hobbs Honda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.